Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Fan Experience TV. We are a minute late because somebody forgot to hit the go live button, and that would be me. So welcome back. We are on episode 70. We only had one episode last week, but we are back in action. I am your host, Mike Kados. Alongside me is my co-host, Rick Molina. Rick, a lot of big stuff. A
lot to talk about. It's good to be back on. We got Gonzaga destroying USC 74-55. So much for my upset there. But the NFL, Mike, is the gift that keeps on giving. Today, they just came out with they're expanding the season to 17 games. So we'll have one more game. We had the pro days going on with Justin Fields and Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance. We got all that news going on. And then we had a blockbuster trade last week in the draft where the 49ers go from 12 to 3 and trade with the Miami Dolphins. Then the Miami Dolphins trade from 12 to 6 to move up. So much going on with the Eagles. And what can you say? The NFL is a 24-hour, 7 days a week, 365-day machine, man. They are just – that's why they're the the number one sport in the country. But I guess we can start with that. I was thinking about the first thing I thought about when I heard about this was, man, are the players going to be down with it? And player safety, the league is talking about player safety. Are they going to be expanding rosters? I hope for the players' sake that player safety is really at the top of the list when they're adding the 17th game, because we don't want to see players get hurt. Long-term care, obviously, the long-term effects of playing football. While it's great for us as fans, because I was telling my friends the other day today, I was like, this is great. That means an extra Sunday at Hooters. For the players, I hope it works out, but they get a bigger piece of the pie. And look, for the football fan like you and me, we get to enjoy more football, which is what we want. So I think it's good for the league. Let's hope it's good for the players. And they're going to be fans. And we're talking about being fans in the stadiums for this season. So the NFL is looking forward to that. So good things coming along. But again, the NFL, man, you just can't stop. It doesn't stop.
They cannot help themselves. They just – we're 2 days away from opening day in baseball. It's after a shortened season in baseball last year, and everything is going, great. Everyone's excited. NFL just wants to say, all right, I guess it's good that they did it today and didn't announce it on Thursday. So I guess they had some kind of heart as far as that goes. But 17 games, and they're cutting the one preseason game. But they are not starting a week early because of the Labor Day and the ratings graveyard, as they say. So we're going to be seeing regular season football until, the first week of January. And then the Super Bowl gets pushed back as a result of it all. But we're going to have to make some alternative arrangements for our.
But here's the thing. The Super Bowl, I think the Super Bowl is not going to fall on President's Day weekend, which is great. Because after the Super Bowl, who wants to go to work on a Monday? So we'll be off on a Monday. It's perfect. Just perfect.
Yeah, depending on where you work. Some people don't get off on you're one of the ones that gets off
the lucky ones.
So let's talk about you're gonna add a 17th game and everyone's thinking, okay, it's an odd number. So how do you do that? We're used to 8 home games, 8 away games. So they're gonna alternate each conference. So this year the AFC will be the home. And then next year, NFC will be home. Yeah. And they're going to go NFC East versus AFC East this year. You got the West playing, NFC West playing the AFC North, which that should be fun. Seahawks versus Steelers, Rams, Ravens, Cardinals, Browns, Niners, Bengals. That's going to be an interesting one. But you got the NFC South versus the AFC South and the NFC North versus the AFC West. So we're going to see Packers Chiefs next year, so that's going to be a fun one. We're going to have a little State Farm action going on. you got the Bears and the Raiders, Vikings. There's some fun games. There's definitely some fun games on tap for this extra week.
Our
Jets play the Eagles.
Yeah,
and they're home. The Giants go to Miami. Cowboys Patriots. That's interesting. And then you got the football team versus the Bills. Is the Washington football team going to have a name by the time?
I don't know. I think they like it. I think they like it. But here's the other thing. There's only one bye week this year. There's not a second bye week, which is concerning, man.
But it's one less preseason game. But Alvin Kamara went out there and said, this is stupid.
Yeah. Look, a lot of the players don't like it. Even though they're making more money, 17 games is a tremendous toll on the body. The NFL came out with data saying injuries happened in the preseason, not the regular season. But again, these analytics guys who sit up there and just read this data, they're not the ones out there playing, man. They're not the ones out there putting their bodies on the line. So I think eventually the NFL is going to have to add an extra bye week and kind of lengthen the season a little more. But the other thing I wanted to talk about is these pro days, man. Zach Wilson's pro day at BYU. Today you had Justin Fields running a 4.440. I don't know how they value these pro days, but as you and I are Jets fans, you know, with the number two pick, it's 1 minute at Zach Wilson and he had great throws. Then Justin Fields comes and throws bombs and running 4.440s, and you're like, man. Mac Jones is making throws out there. Bill Belichick is kind of shaking his head or whatever. It's just incredible. So for the viewers like ourselves, like, the anxiety level is high because, man, who are we going to pick? Is it going to be Justin Fields? Is it going to be Zach Wilson? Are we going to trade down? It's just like a mystery, man. I'm just waiting for it to be solved already, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, obviously there's still a chance for them to trade down to get a haul back from after the precedents that Miami just set. So, you know, the number two is going to be a hot commodity if somebody really wants to go and grab that.
Yeah, which the Jets should. They should trade down the pick.
Hey, let's trade with the Panthers. Let's get Christian McCaffrey in three first rounds, and we're set.
Away we go.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
See four first rounders, and away we go. I mean, let's do it. Throw in Darnold in the mix or whatever, you're fine.
Yeah, not getting CMC in four.
Hey, man.
With Darnold, maybe, but Corey Davis is loving Darnold, that could just be a PR stunt. So you just never know. But it's exciting. 17 weeks, and you know, that's just more football. And then on top of last week's news of signing this record TV rights deal, and NFL is just a money machine. They know how to make money. Yeah. And that, you just, it's amazing sometimes just watching it all.
And you can't turn it off. Think about it. The Super Bowl has been over for what? It was like almost 2 months ago. Now you got getting ready. Right now we've been watching the combines and getting ready for the draft. So NFL free agency comes along and people are hung up on that for a week. And then you get the pro days getting ready for the NFL draft. There's going to be a month leading up to who's going to get drafted and who's going to trade down. And then you get to the draft and then you have mini camps opening up, the rookie mini camps. And then it's July and training camp starts again. And then it starts all over again. So it's just, and the NFL marketing people and the business people are just incredible, man. And the country, hey, listen, everybody's hooked. We're all hooked. Take it off it.
All right. Yeah. No, absolutely. We'll put a pin in that for now.
Yep.
I'm sure we're going to be talking a lot of sports with our next guests. They have a sports podcast of their own and an amazing love story, you know, by meeting each other, but we'll let them tell it. Now joining us is Chris Wolf and Aaron Brewster.
Hey guys.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hello. We are super excited to have you both. I think Aaron, I believe it was you that reached out a couple of months ago. I guess you saw the show where you saw playing the field. I can't remember which one was first on how you actually found us. But we found out through that you guys, you pretty much met because and got together because of your mutual love for sports. But tell us a little bit about that.
I had seen you guys, folks. I had seen you first on Twitter. That's how I saw playing the field. And when I read what y'all were about, I thought, if this had been around when I was trying out on the whole dating app scene, this would have been like done deal. This was exactly what I was looking for, because something that drew me to Chris and Chris to me was the fact that we mentioned sports in our bios and that we're different sports fans, because it's just like an instant way to feel a connection to somebody is talking sports, watching sports, going out, viewing sports. One of our first dates was to a Spurs game. We live in San Antonio. It was a great, easy way to bond over something, like, very easy. So
yeah, it was that instant, like, we had that connection right away. I could talk sports, she would understand it, And as soon as I saw on their profile, her like, where she'd rather be would be either at Lambeau Field or over in England watching some soccer. I was like, of course I got to say hello.
Right.
No. And it's crazy because I came up with the concept when I was using crazy amount of dating apps as well. And you're just sitting there scrolling through and trying to find somebody that's wearing a jersey or something that says, but some of the bios that you're allowed to put in are pretty minuscule, like Twitter, you know, Twitter type 180 characters, 200 characters or whatever. And you're just constantly scrolling through. And I'm like, how are there apps for all different religions? There's apps for farmers. There's apps for all these different things. But, you know, yet there's not an app for sports fans. And the ones, they're only allowed to put in sports as an interest. And I personally think that being a sports fan is a lifestyle. I'm sure many will agree.
Yes.
It's either, it's give or take. You're either a sports fan or you're not. I went on that mission to create it. And hopefully we can help a lot of people and find what you guys found.
And lucky enough, she'll wake up on a Saturday morning to say, let's watch some English soccer. Perfect. We'll sit on the couch all day if we want to. Uh-huh. You know, college football, you know, whatever season is, we're doing it probably.
Right. Which led to the podcast creation.
So. I mean, even last year during COVID, we were watching cornhole.
Yeah.
Your
sports we started watching.
I'm guilty of watching that myself. Because that was it. That was our only option.
Like, what other sport can you watch where they're wearing Crocs? Like, it's not going to happen.
Thanks for coming on again. When did you first, so you guys started dating, obviously, right? And then within, obviously, COVID happened and we're quarantined, locked up. When did it, the dawn of you said, you know what? Why don't we start a podcast? What was the aha moment there that you guys said, you know what? Let's do this.
That was one of her ideas. She's just, this is something we like to do. We're talking sports all the time. One of these, I was finishing up my master's. So she's just like, once you're done with that, like, you know, let's go ahead and try this.
We were really aching for a creative outlet during COVID because we just we're with each other all day, every day. It was either like start a sports podcast or get a dog. And we ended up doing both. We love listening to podcasts, but we listened to different kinds of podcasts. And we thought, what's one thing that we're both passionate about? Sports was the number one thing on our list. And I'm like, well, I think we can make that happen.
And I think the aha moment was when we're sitting there watching, I think it was like college basketball tournaments last year going into before they canceled the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
And she's asking me, what's this mascot or what's that mascot? And I was just like, it's this, it's that.
Bam, bam, bam. He knows them all.
And she's like, we should do a podcast about this. And I'm like, maybe throw it into that podcast. And that's actually one of our things we do every Monday is Mascot Monday.
I don't think he thought I was serious until 2 days later, a bunch of microphones show up at the house. And it's starting. Yeah.
I was like, oh, so we're really doing this now. Okay.
Yes, we are.
That's incredible. So you have, now let me ask you this. Was Erin a big soccer fan like before she met you or did you get her into soccer? Tell us about that.
It was all her. She's actually been over to England to watch a game. Sadly have not. I end up just having to go to local bars here to watch it with other fans of the team that I support. So yeah, she's been. I've never been.
Like, trust me, we live and breathe American football. Like, we're super excited about Game 17, too. But we really, I wanted to be at either Lambeau Field or Old Trafford on the weekend. Yep. And he saw that, and that was it, right?
Since I love watching soccer every weekend, so seeing that on the profile, I was like, oh, that's, yes.
She's a keeper, yeah.
To follow up a little more, yeah.
That's good, good, Mike.
Yeah, so you mentioned the 17th week, and I know, Erin, you're a huge Packers fan. So how excited are you with the Packers versus Chiefs extra game?
I'm good with that redo. Totally fine with that. I'm interested in what's going to happen with, like, statistics for the players. Like, now they have this extra game to be earning running yards, passing yards, all of that. So when records get broken, is this going to be, like, asterisks? Like pre-game 17, post-game 17, like what's going to happen with that? So,
great.
I don't care. I just love more football.
Great question.
Yeah. And we're those people that have President's Day off, so pumped.
Somebody doesn't have President's Day off.
Come on, man. This is episode 70, man. You can figure out the mirror image by now. Yeah. And speaking of the Packers, Aaron, you went to the Ice Bowl. It probably wasn't the result you were looking for.
No, it was not. Yeah, 2007 NFC Championship game, like -40, I think was the temperature in the air. But of course, there's still people around me with no shirts on. Wow. It was a packed field. It was sold out. It was Brett Favre's last game as a Packer. Goes into overtime. I was there with my older brother. My dad got us tickets because the person that he knew had season tickets didn't want to go sit through that cold. I get it. Living in Wisconsin at the time, and you don't pass up that opportunity. And yeah, they lost, but wow, I had layers upon layers. We just made it work.
That's awesome.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Eli was in short sleeves, I remember.
Right.
And Chris, you're a fan of who in football? Seahawks.
Seahawks.
What are your takes on all this Russell Wilson drama going about?
I don't think he's leaving this year. I was going to say next year. We'll see if we can do what he wants. And if it doesn't work out, you guys want to trade for him in the Jets world? You guys got a bunch of picks, right?
I think if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen now, not before, not after they draft another quarterback. Now Russell Wilson, if he thinks he wasn't getting protected before, now he's gonna have to do it 17 times.
And
who do they play again? The Steelers on that extra game.
Yeah, let's go to Pittsburgh in January. It's gonna be fun.
I'd say they have a pretty good pass rush.
Though, that a lot of Russell Wilson lately, he's actually been back on the Seahawks bandwagon. All his tweets are go Hawks and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully him and Pete Carroll patched it up. I'm not sure. I'd like to see it, though. He's been the best thing that we've seen in Seattle in probably the entire franchise's history.
Yeah, obviously they were flirting with that idea of Darnold maybe going over there. And the Bears offer that was offered to them was crazy, and they turned it down. So I don't understand that one.
The Bears got suckered into that one because they didn't even go after it. Like Russell Wilson, I would like to go to the Bears eventually, or that'd be one of the teams. And they're like, oh, now we have to do something.
But Seattle turned it down. So
yeah.
They would have got a haul back for him. But if you were to have the opportunity to get Darnold, would you want him there?
No. Okay. I watch a lot of Pac-12 football. No thanks.
Wow.
I don't blame you.
We're with you. So, Rick. Chris, you're from Washington. The Sonics don't have a basketball team, so you haven't chosen a team since. Now, I'm wearing this jersey, so if you need a team to root for, more than welcome to root for the Knicks.
I appreciate it. I kind of got suckered into maybe a Milwaukee team.
Yeah, so tell us about that. Are you guys obviously Aaron is from Wisconsin. Are we from Wisconsin, Aaron?
Yes. From Milwaukee.
All the teams now, the Bucks, the Brewers, the Packers, the Badgers, are those the teams you guys have to root for?
So Chris and I have a thing where we really like heartbreaking teams. Like all three of my teams, basketball, baseball, football, we've made the playoffs. We haven't won in the last 10 years in any of them. Chris being a Tottenham Hotspur fan, I think the third time we hung out was when the Seahawks played the Packers during the playoffs. Packers won, but he was a great sport about it.
At a Packers bar.
That's what I knew he was into me. Like, he was willing to go there.
Wow.
So I don't have a hockey team, but now the Seattle Kraken are coming out next year. So I will be supporting them for sure. And like we're each other. Seahawks are my second team. Or for him, now we're like, we live in San Antonio. There's a Spurs nation down here. Like we're bonded over that team. So.
And like, I'll be a Seattle Mariners fan for the first month because usually that's what they're very good at. But once we hit like May and they start losing 20 games in a row, I'll watch the Brewers when they make their playoff run.
Right.
Yeah, wild card
run. Let's get real.
Yeah. So tell us, I wonder about the show. So you guys have Mascot Monday. So tell us about the show. What did you say when you came up with it? Did you want to talk about all sports, specifying certain sports? Tell us our viewers about the show.
So our concept is, it kind of takes from like the entertainment of sports and then some inspiration from the types of podcasts that Chris likes to listen to, which are like history based, a lot of teaching education type stuff. So we talk about the sports that are relevant at the time. So right now, like, I know we'll talk about the NFL on Friday. We release episodes Mondays and Fridays, just running down what happened in the sports world in between those 2 days. So we always talk about whatever's relevant going on. We started like just doing play by play with like scores and stuff, but instead we moved to more stories. Like, what's important for you to know to keep you dangerous around the water cooler, to keep you dangerous around going to happy hour? Maybe you can impress your significant other with some facts about sports. And the history part and some of the teaching that we do, the education, helps to cater to people that want to be more involved in sports culture.
Yeah, we're trying to take it like, say you have a lot of friends that
may not, they listen to you guys at sports, but they're not into sports a lot. So just kind of give them enough information, like she said, to be dangerous, kind of feel like a part of the thing. Or maybe you, like, a mom doesn't have time because she has about 4 kids running around.
Yeah.
Wants to talk to her husband a little bit about sports because he's always watching sports. So something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's called the Sports Rundown Podcast. So that's, you know, that's good and true to the name. So that's great. And obviously people want a lot of information when they're going to bet on sports, and you put down that you guys like to bet. So what do you guys dabble in over there?
Well, I don't do any serious betting. Like, I went to Vegas 1 year for the start of March Madness. That was insane. But we'll just do like side bets amongst each other.
Okay.
We just hosted some friends for March Madness this year, and it's like, all right, who's going to get to 20 points first? Who's going to be winning at the half? Little stuff like that. And it's like, you buy a round, or you're making dinner tomorrow, or you're coming up with the next date night, like that type of thing.
Yeah, we don't go too crazy with all the bets, so.
Yeah. We have a podcast up on.
No, I don't blame you. So I do want to touch on something that I saw you talk about on the show, since we were talking about the Kraken and hockey or whatever, but Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
Came out last week, and I know you guys talked about it on the show. I liked it, and I'm looking forward to it. What are your takes on the show?
I'm a child of the 90s, so like the Mighty Ducks, the Sandlot, Angels in the Outfield, like all of that is right in my wheelhouse. When I saw that a reboot was coming out and Emilio Estevez was going to be in it, I'm like, I'm on board. I'm totally there. I really liked the reboot. I thought the kids were funny. We have a little Chris Farley character in the podcaster. Yeah. And Emilio Estevez is back, or Coach Bombay is back to being like his snarky kid-hating guy, like not the wholesome guy. Love that. So I'm on board. We're watching every Friday.
There's a scene that they showed in the alley as they're walking into one of the ice rinks. And she's like, that's the alley where some other kid from the original episode was at.
That's Fulton Reed's alley. Yeah. Like, I kept pointing out all of the Easter eggs, and he's just looking at me like, you're insane.
She got super excited about that part. I'm like, okay, it's an alley, but okay.
No, it's Fulton.
That now I'm seeing it. I kind of like how, well, there's talk out there about how it's going to be Disney's version of Cobra Kai. I won't put it there. No way. I think Cobra Kai is its own separate thing, but I do like how Emilio Estevez is sitting there and trying to like school the parents of today. The whole just back off, let your son be his own person. Stop cutting his grapes. And he goes, "Does she still cut your grapes?" She does. You could joke. So
it's the best part. One. The guy with no kids is telling people how to parent.
Yeah, he was good with, what's his face, Charlie. He helped turn Charlie into a man a little bit. You know,
he had ulterior motives. He liked his mom.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but the mom wasn't even in it after the first movie, was he?
Is it number 3?
Number 3, she comes back.
Comes back in number 3?
She makes a cameo, right? Yeah, so she does.
Yeah. Okay. Rick, did you watch it?
I watched the first one and the second one. I think I watched the third one.
No, I mean the new one.
No, I haven't seen it yet. I'm the one who hasn't seen like all certain sports movies, haven't seen Field of Dreams, haven't seen a bunch of stuff. So, yeah.
not even Happy Gilmore.
Haven't seen Happy Gilmore. No, I haven't seen it. Yeah.
I think he needs the sports rundown of sports movies. So
Chris got me to watch a few sports movies I hadn't seen, like Tin Cup I hadn't seen.
Oh, that is a classic. Yeah.
Kingpin.
Kingpin was the other one.
Oh, with Woody Harrelson. Yeah, the bowling. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I wanted to ask you guys. So obviously, do you think that you guys would have started a podcast? Let's say if you hadn't dated, like you would have gotten something on your own or done something different.
I never would have ever thought about it at all.
He'll still say to me, I can't believe I'm doing this. Kind of out of his wheelhouse.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not going to do anything that's on camera, like on YouTube or anything.
Thank you. I'm convincing.
Yeah. And what are some of the things that you learned about each other doing this show that you didn't know before?
I would say for her that kind of that basic level, but she's always just out there. I'm like, where did that come from? Did you do research on your own just to throw that out? I knew it.
Now, I think I learned that he's very driven, like more driven than I thought. Like this was just an idea. And when the microphones showed up and I started like with graphic design stuff and looking more into equipment, like he was on it with helping write. Like he drives our scripts. He drives a lot of our content. And I'm like, all right, you're dedicated. Like, he's in it. Like, I liked that a lot.
Yeah. It's crazy because, you know, when I first decided to start this, it was like, just a lot of back and forth. Do I do it? And then me and Rick, actually, we met 11 years ago at a Mets game. He's a Yankee fan. I'm a Mets fan. My cousin.
Go Yankees.
Yeah. I went because my cousin was going and he was a friend of my cousin. And then we just started talking sports. And then he joined my fantasy football league. And 11 years later, now we're hosting a podcast. And then we got it started. And it's crazy how much that you evolve each episode too. Were you guys like good talkers and you always were comfortable talking? Or was that something that you guys learned on the way?
Oh, like the first go round, we're like, we are terrible. Ums and ahs and likes and fumbling over words that it just kind of drove how we prep for the episodes and my editing skills. But you're right. Like every episode, I think it's going to go one way. And by the end, it's something completely different, or like we improvise more every single time. We add new things and new bits, new segments all the time. But if you don't evolve with the times, I don't think your listeners will stay around.
Well, we could just walk into it, have a couple notes and say, we're going to talk about this and kind of go for it and wing it. That failed miserably. Like she said,
like the fact that you guys do this live, like I applaud you. Yeah. Couldn't do it.
Thank you.
I think we've grown over time. Like she said, we try to add things, try to be a little bit more improv a little bit. So yeah. I think it gets the chemistry between us is working what we have in real life to the podcast. And I think it's starting to show a little bit more.
Yeah, no, it really is a grind, but it's really fun though. Because it's satisfying to do it all. And this time last year, I wasn't even a guest on a podcast. I was like, introvert at that point. And then I went as a guest on a podcast because I wanted to promote Playing the Field. And then I got a guest spot on another podcast. And then I'm like, COVID happened and I see everyone making a podcast. And I'm like, why don't I just decide to do it? So not only did I go make a podcast, so not an audio podcast with, you know, tons of editing, not a video podcast like a YouTube channel and whatever, just talking about sports. No, live video and audio. I'm like, all right, if I'm going to do it, I'm just going to do all the trifecta. And hey, looking back on like episode one, it makes me like nauseous watching episode one. And it wasn't because of our guest. Our guest was, you know, awesome. It's just watching myself on camera. I'm like, how? Why did people watch at that point? But
we started the podcast. He's like, okay, we're going to do a sports podcast. I was like, like, so I have to look at more sports than I normally do. All right, yeah. I get more websites, and then right now I wouldn't know what to do if we took the podcast away.
Yeah.
My time right. When I'm not at work or going to the gym, this is what we talk about. This is what we think about. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be this void in my life if we didn't do it.
Yeah. The creative challenge is a lot of fun between the two of us and like coming up with ideas. And then when we actually can make it happen, we're cheering when we're done recording and like just it's a great feeling. And it has brought us closer, yeah. I would say, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
No, it's an incredible story. So where do you see the podcast going? Where do you guys different segments or whatever? Where do you want to take it?
The initial thought was we were going to do this for a year just to see where it goes.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're 4 months into it, 3 months into it. I can't remember.
Yeah, we just
trying to go by so fast.
Yeah, we're about to record our 23rd episode. And they say most podcasts give up after a dozen. Because they have this lure of these huge audiences and all of this social media participation. And we're realizing that doesn't happen. You just have to keep grinding. And eventually, if you build it, they will come. Very Field of Dreams. You should watch that movie.
Yeah, there you go.
I got to watch it. Yeah, Kevin Costner. Yeah. I got to watch that. Yeah.
Okay. You just got to start and keep doing it. And we're doing it just for us at this point.
Yeah.
And then at that year mark, if we can get some sponsors or monetize it somehow just so we can travel more, have more fun, maybe interact with more fans. Cool. Yeah. That'd be great.
No, I mean, look at the
people that download ours from different – today I think we had Sweden and Colombia.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? How? Yeah. I don't know how that got out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun to see that part. Yeah, we can see the cities that download our episodes. So then we try to sometimes cater – like mascots to that state or news for those teams where we have listeners.
Wow. Have you thought about doing like a show, an episode of the history of mascots? Like where did it start? Where did it come from? Things like that.
We already did.
Yeah. I think what you guys are doing is just incredible. Now, are you like me and Mike talk about this? We're going to the Super Bowl next year. We're going to do like a show out there. Have you thought about taking your show on the road, like tailgates, games, things of that nature? Is that the next step?
Don't give her any ideas because I think that would be the next
step. Like, I would love to go to the Olympics or something like that.
Wow, that is a great idea. Wow, that didn't even think of that. That's awesome.
Random sports, like we got caught up watching some biathlon.
Biathlon.
You know, cross-country skiing and shooting at the same time. Like, it's just crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd all be about the Olympics just because it's a crazy event.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah.
Good. If a network wants to send us, like, we're available.
NBC Sports.
Hey, you know what? I mean, you guys keep doing it. The right people will listen at one point, and you just never know. That really is all it takes. You just have to. You're not going to get found if you're not putting anything out there.
Right.
I mean, and that's 100% guaranteed.
What's interesting is we're a timely podcast, so what we're putting out is relevant to the time. We have people that will start from episode one. Which that stuff already happened, but they're still listening all the way through. So we try to keep that in mind as we're doing our podcast, that like running jokes or like things that we continue to bring up throughout the time, just to try to cater to someone that might just pick it up at episode 5 or whatever.
Yeah. No, it is kind of crazy when you see people go and dip into like older episodes. Like just the other day, I was scrolling through and trying to look at our YouTube numbers for a couple of past episodes, and I was like, where in the world did those views come from? And it was an episode that we had no guest. It was just me and Rick just talking sports. And people were just like sitting there just watching it. I was like, wow, that just came out of nowhere. But you guys were mentioning sponsors. I think I could think of a certain company that kind of is all about love in sports and meeting online. We're obviously working on the native apps now and trying to get those out. Well, once those are out, I definitely want to come call in and I kind of feel like you guys have a good idea at what we're aiming for.
A little bit.
The mission and vision.
That would be right there. I think that would be a pretty good fit on that aspect. So you have a episode Mondays and Fridays. So it's Mascot Mondays. What are Fridays?
Flashback Friday. So we cover that week in sports history. Sometimes it'll go all the way back to the 1800s. Never realized how old baseball is. It's old. Yeah. Yeah. So that's usually the first thing that we start with, unless something like crazy big happened over the week, is Flashback Friday and getting into not just, we don't just mention the story, but then we'll get into the backstory with some of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it is crazy how old baseball is, though. I remember I was in like a college speech class, and I had to write a speech about anything. And I'm like, all right, the history of baseball. And fun fact, the New York Knickerbockers were a baseball team, the first one.
Okay. All right.
So, that's my fun fact. Rick, I'll let you take the next one.
No. Yeah, like, I think last Flashback Friday was, we went deep into the old White Sox manager, Bill Veeck, and all the crazy stuff that he would do get an audience. And Chris is working on a story about the history of baseball caps and how those have changed, and uniforms have changed over time. We talk about uniforms quite a bit. Like, how many more jerseys can the NBA introduce? Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it'll be 6 one year or things like that. So,
yeah, it's just, and I guess it's related. Sometimes we did the pop culture one. We talked about hockey players, how much they make on their Instagram posts.
Yeah, some of them make more on Instagram than they do on their salary. It's crazy.
Sometimes I don't even tell Aaron what we're going to talk about. So hopefully it surprises her sometimes too.
Yeah, they'll pop quiz me. I don't like that, but it's fun. It makes for a good podcast.
No, you get spontaneity or anything, but you're right. Beckham Jr., I was reading, makes a couple million dollars off of – no, what is he? He's like $15 million a year off Instagram posts. It's incredible, this money. I'm like – I just caught a brain freeze right here because I was thinking of a question and I completely lost it. But I completely lost it. But you guys do – so you guys cover all gamuts of sports, baseball, football, soccer, MMA, boxing, I mean, everything? Or is it – you stick to a specific sport?
Basketball, baseball, hockey, football, English soccer.
Yeah. And then we'll cover like some obscure sports that are being played at the time. Like we did a whole teaching moment about what biathlon is because it was on all the Olympic channels for 2 weeks straight. We just did a story on Nathan Chen, who's like our number one male figure skater right now. But we'll cover a lot of history for boxing, but nothing like really like super now. So the Big Four and Premier League, we hit on every episode.
Got it. And do you think we're going to have an Olympics? Do you think they're going to be in Olympics in Tokyo?
I think there will be. I think I just read that they're not going to let any outside people in to watch it. So if you're in Japan, you'll be able to watch it, but you can't come to visit.
Yeah. That sucks. That's my dream one day, to go to Tokyo. I'd like to go visit that one day.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, even Tokyo, even the baseball out there would be exciting to watch. I would feel.
About that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some of those highlights of either, you know, South Korean and Japanese baseball. It's an event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's intense.
Yeah.
So did you ever have the idea of having, like, a Battle of the Sexes type of segment, you know, or, you know, fighting? Do you guys know any?
Well, we did just do a segment on Title IX. So that was kind of a Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah. Now you're getting more ideas on things that we can do. And I just need more work.
I was thinking, and it didn't pop into my head until like about 5 minutes before. I'm like, I should think of some questions like where they can pit them against each other, like that game, that matchmaking game or whatever. The newlywed game. Like how much they know, but I wasn't fast enough on that. I thought of it too late. Do you know any other couples that are huge sports fans together?
I don't personally know.
I don't either. We seem to be actually some friends of ours do watching sports, but I don't think they're at like our level of all the Big Four watching them all the time. But there's other couples we can talk sports with. But now they just listen to the podcast.
Yeah, they're not starting a podcast like we do.
Yeah.
I'm really curious on the Flashback Fridays. I want to listen to a couple of those episodes because, you know, I like that. I like that stuff. The history of all the different aspects of sports. But any of your single friends, you know where to send them. And
it's funny you mentioned Japanese baseball because we did a flashback. It kind of tied into Flashback Friday where we covered the LA Angels just signed a Japanese player who not only is an amazing hitter, but he's also a leadoff pitcher.
Yeah.
And the last time that did both of those things was way back in 1901. And then we talked about all of that. So we really try to link like what's happening now to what we're reporting in the Flashback Friday. So that's one of our favorite segments for sure.
That's incredible. No, I'm looking forward to the boxing history because I'm a big boxing fan. So boxing history for me, that's incredible. But when you look back, like you guys look back on yourselves right now, like 23 episodes in, you say, wow, how did we get here? You ever like just say a shake your head kind of moment?
Yeah, I was maybe wanted to give up after episode 5 or so. I keep doing it. I said a year, maybe give her a year. So I'm having a blast doing it. I don't think, like I said before, I don't think I would ride that void in my life. I wouldn't want to give it up right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like that's what it's all about. If you're having fun, then it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, like you said, some people give up after a dozen because they're not making thousands of dollars taping themselves talking into a microphone. Shocker, guy. Nobody knew who you were, and they still don't know who you are. So you're not going to just all of a sudden. Are you guys on TikTok to try to drum up?
It's funny you mentioned TikTok. So we were consulting with a social media manager, and he's like, man, you guys got to get on TikTok. I was like, son of a. Like, you're not going to catch us doing any, like, crazy dances or anything like that, but we are on TikTok. We posted something about the various emotions you go through when you know your bracket is about to bust. That was our first TikTok. And we have a couple others, like, in mind. But, man, you really got to get creative to get something that's, like, interesting. Mm-hmm. So, like, just pile it on between the podcast and all the social media stuff. Like, it can be a little emotionally taxing because we like to just focus on the podcast, but the podcast helps us to build the rest of the stuff to throw online. It kind of writes itself a little bit.
And that's why the TikTok's probably going to have some gold retrievers in there a lot.
Yeah, her dog.
Just break him out.
Yeah. Yep.
What's the dog's name?
Fozzie J. Bear.
Fozzie Bear.
Buzzy Bear.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's awesome. Oh, did you, are you guys excited for Space Jam 2?
I wasn't a big Space Jam person. I'll watch it for sure. But that was, I think it was like 11 or 12 when it came. I don't know. I love Michael Jordan. I watched it once as a kid. I'll watch it with LeBron. I'm sure he'll do an amazing job.
I'm falling in the theater. I never saw it.
All right, there you go.
Brick, did you watch that one?
I think I did, yes. I think I did. Yeah.
All right, so Rick's watched two sports movies now.
Yeah, there you go. Right. And Major League is the greatest one of all time. So,
I have a buddy that he'll watch Tin Cup at the start of golf season and the Major League at the start of baseball season. So we just quote it back and forth all the time.
That's awesome. That is incredible. Ricky Vaughn.
I saw Major League up on Netflix the other day, or maybe it was another one of the streaming services. I'm like, should I watch it? Baseball's starting. Nah, I ended up passing it up and went to something else. I saw a couple of them, like For the Love of the Game and
Major League.
And I was like, damn, so many baseball movies. I'm like, I gotta watch one. I might want to watch one tonight or tomorrow before opening day hits. You got Brewers and Mariners. So what's your take on your season? I'm sure the Mariners is pretty bleak.
Ever since the Yankees knocked us out of the playoffs after we had the best record ever in Major League, it's hard.
But yeah, you got a couple of nice players from us.
Exactly. We had a Rookie of the Year last year. Had no idea that happened because I gave up on him. So
really?
Come on.
Yeah.
Aaron, what's up, man? Come on. Yeah.
But the Brewers have a little bit of a team.
Yeah, you never get your hopes up as a Milwaukee Brewers fan. We've never won a World Series. We're the smallest franchise in the MLB. But I will say our fans have a lot of heart. If you have the opportunity to go to American Family Field, I highly recommend it. because we are only 100 miles north of Chicago. So when the Cubs come to town, our stadium is usually half, if not more, Cubs fans. It's insane. This year, Craig Counsell's, I think, the longest tenured manager in the National League right now, which is nuts. But we just did a story about how pitchers just, they went from not pitching very much last year, and now they have to learn how to relearn and condition their bodies to be pitching for a full 162 games. But Craig Counsell is starting pitchers for three innings. So maybe this is going to work in his favor this year. Who knows?
And the thing that I learned about Milwaukee Brewers fans, and I've never heard this anyplace else, is
it's just it's an event. Amazing.
Like, I'm used to hearing stories about, like, LA Dodgers fans showing up in the fourth inning and all that stuff.
She said Brewers fans show up 4 hours early.
Yeah. They had to limit the amount of time that they could allow people to tailgate, because they'd show up at 8 a.m. for a 1 p.m. game. So now you can only go in 3 hours early, but there's cars lined up to get in that parking lot to tailgate. It's great.
That's awesome.
We actually have somebody from the Brewers coming on Thursday.
Oh.
Former. He was in the organization. I don't know if you remember a story about like a little prank, like a Wall Street type of prank in the clubhouse during spring training. But yeah, he was. So he'll be joining us. Jonathan Perrin will be joining us on Thursday. Yeah. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah. So where can our viewers find the Sports Rundown podcast? Where do we go? Where do we find it?
I would say we're on all the major podcast platforms. So you go to Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and now TikTok. We have a website, thesportsrundown.com. You can stream us right from there. Get more of our backstory. And if you go to our website and register your name and email and address, we'll send you a free vinyl sticker.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I gotta say, I love your story, like how you guys met. I wish I had that. Jeez, I crashed and burned so many times. Like, yeah, she likes sports. That's it. She's the one. And then you met him, and it's great. And then you guys started a podcast. I think it's just incredible. I wish you guys nothing but the best moving forward. I really do. It's great.
And shame on you for doubting Gonzaga, because this man's from Spokane. So,
because my friend is like Gonzaga, he picked Gonzaga to win the tournament, and I was listening to Colin Cowherd, and Colin was like, "They're gonna have problems against USC." So I was like, "You know what? I'll pick USC." And obviously, we were wrong. So there you go.
That's the one I feared. I was scared for that one.
Yeah, no, but they blew him out. So I think you're good to go. I think Gonzaga's gonna win it all.
Yes, hopefully.
Undefeated team.
I just followed you guys on TikTok. So
Nice. Go view our three videos we have right now. It's great.
Oh, you got four. Hey, the first one did pretty good. You got almost 1,000 views on the first one, which is pretty good.
Nice.
I'm always surprised by the numbers that we get for our views. She keeps it from me, so.
Yeah. My favorite line that we like to use is straight from Chris's mother's mouth, which is, "We're just here to have a good time." Or like, you watch people play sports, like, "I just hope they're having fun." And that's kind of how, that's what we use for our own fun.
Hey, that's the mentality you got to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if you're not having fun, then, you know, what's the point? Yeah, you can't be all about money. Mm-hmm. Just continue doing what you're doing. It looks like you're having fun. Looks like you're having fun together. It looks like you're closer together because of it. And keep it up, and we definitely will be keeping in touch, because, you know, once that app drops, we're gonna have some ad reads for you coming your way.
Yeah. All right. Done and done.
And please come back. Please come back. Yeah, I'd love to have you back on.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So we're gonna get some questions ready for that.
All right, yeah, we're good.
Uh-huh. All right, perfect. All right, have a great night. And it was pleasure again. And you're welcome anytime.
Nice.
All right. There you go. All right. All right.
Take care, guys.
All right. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye. That is a great story, man.
That was awesome. And they're having fun.
Yeah.
They're having fun. That was a long one. But we have to talk about baseball.
Yeah. Opening day in a couple of days.
Yeah.
You know, teams are getting ready.
Francisco Lindor was offered a 10-year contract, and
homeboy said, "Nope,
He says he wants 12 years at less per year, but still 12 years. And then you got Steve Cohen on Twitter saying, Francisco Lindor is a really good guy. I hope he signs with us.
Yeah.
So sometimes his Twitter thing is, it could go either way, but I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited for the season. I was thinking that I could take a look at the Mets schedule. You could take a look at your Yankees and just run through it real quick.
Oh yeah, hold on.
I didn't look up the over unders, but I'll just venture whether they're going to.
I mean, I can tell you right now, I think the Yankees will win over 95 games.
Yeah, I think the Mets are going to go over 500. 90 wins. 90 wins.
No, I think they win. Yeah, the Mets are going to be a good team. They got the pitching.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as they can stay healthy. They have the Nationals and the Phillies. They got the Phillies about a whole bunch of times in the first month. And then they go to the Rockies, the Cubs, Nationals come to town, Red Sox come to town. I'd like to go to that game.
You know what? I'm going to be excited to see what the Marlins do this year, particularly now that Kim Maine is the GM. There was a quote for her today saying, failure is not an option for me. So I'm excited to see them, man. The Marlins are a team that people doubt them, and then somehow they win 85, 90 games, end up in the playoffs, they get a wild card, they surprise people in the playoffs. So I'm going to keep it a close eye on the Marlins this year.
Yeah, I know. They're annoying.
No, man, I'm telling you, man, it's going to be an interesting season. Look, the Mets should be a playoff team with the pitching that they have, DeGrom and Syndergaard and Carrasco, if they can show up their bullpen, but they should be a playoff team.
The Mets are going to have a test in August. They have 4 against the Marlins, then 3 against the Phillies, then 3 at home against the Nationals. Then they have Dodgers, Giants.
Yeah. Listen, if they're a real team.
If they're playing these Dodgers 7 times in 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a test.
Absolutely.
And then they have to sandwich that with the Nationals also. The Nationals are right there. Right before the Dodgers and right after the second Giants stint.
Yeah.
So, like, that is what's going to make or break the Mets.
But from
August 10th to August 29th, 19 days with one day off. So they have 18 games against pretty much Nationals, Dodgers, and Giants.
That's all they're playing. It's a tough matchup.
So they need to go at worst 10-8.
Yeah. Listen, we got a ways to get there. Let's get the season started and see how it plays out.
Of course. But that's usually where the kryptonite hits the Mets.
Yeah. But if the Mets can stay healthy and their pitching stays healthy, they should be a playoff team. They just should. That's what I think. And the Yankees, listen, their thing is to stay healthy. Judge just got COVID. As long as Stan can stay healthy.
Did he?
Yeah. Judge had COVID. Wow. Voit's having knee surgery. So it's starting again. So the Yankees got to stay healthy, and Stan's got to have the year that he had like last year. And if they can stay healthy and Stan hits and everybody does what they're supposed to do, then there's no reason why the Yankees should be, again, playing for American League Championship. But overcoming what happened last year to Houston and trying to get back to the World Series.
Yeah, but it's exciting that we're going to have opening day baseball in 2 days.
Yeah.
And then, we will be here to recap all the day games when we're back on Thursday night.
Thursday night. We're having the gentleman who was in the Brewers organization, right?
Brewers organization, correct, yes.
Yeah. And we are officially 30 days away from the NFL draft and counting. Very excited about that. So, should be fun. Yes. And right now, Michigan beating UCLA 2-0, start of the Elite Eight game over here. So hopefully, next week will be Thursday. We'll start talking about a Final Four.
Yeah, no, it's we're getting down to the end of that March Madness.
Indeed. It's already been a quarter of the year is gone. Gee.
March has been madness.
Yeah, March has been pretty hectic.
But I guess compared to last year's March, I think it's a different kind of match.
I mean, it's funny. I was talking to somebody about this today at work, that last year you would look in the streets and there was no one in the street. There was nobody out there. I remember being in Manhattan. There was, I had to walk to like 5th and 57th. It was me and two other people on the street. That's it. There was no one in the street. Like, it was one of the, it looked apocalyptic, man. It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. Now, little by little, we're getting back. But how far we've come, man. We still got a ways to go, but we're getting there.
Yeah, we are. We're getting onto the path to normalcy. Obviously, vaccines coming around. I had my first, and I know you're scheduled to get
tomorrow's the day, right here.
So you know, it's a step in the right direction at the very least, and we're getting 20% capacity at Citi Field and Yankee Stadium. I heard all of April's pretty much sold out.
Yeah,
for Citi Field, unless you're buying one of those packages.
So here's the thing: I think as the season progresses, it'll go up. It'll go from what is it, 20 now?
20% right now, yeah.
By the midsummer, it might be like at 50% the way it's going. So,
yes, I agree with you. And then by September, are we going to be back, fully back to normal?
We'll be getting there, but I think you'll have 50-75% capacity in some of these stadiums. I think that every month, every day, every week, every month, the news gets better and better. We just got to hold on a little longer. I know everybody's tired of wearing a mask, but a little longer, and we'll get through this. So, and we'll be here with you guys every step of the way.
We will be. And wow, 70 episodes of the books.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. And go Knicks. They should have won last night, but Miami got the best of them. So,
yeah, it is what it is. We're going to try and go to a Knicks game after we're all vaccinated and we can get in there. But enjoy the rest of your night, everybody. And we will see you Thursday. After all the amazing day games to be played for MLB opening day. And let's see if the NFL can stay out of the news from between now and Thursday. If I was a betting man, which I am, I would say that's not happening.
When Jacksonville trades down from the number one pick. Could you imagine that?
That's
could
not going to happen in the next 2 days.
No, but could you imagine if that happened? That would be an earthquake of epic proportions.
It would not happen, but I'm sure there's going to be some draft picks going elsewhere. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see that Deshaun Watson was traded to the Mean Machine?
Oh, God. Come on. All right. With NFL, that, folks.
NFL meme.
Thanks for tuning in tonight. That's terrible. We'll see you Thursday night, everybody. Peace.
Have a good night. Have a good night, everyone.